Vangelis.
Angelog, BPP producer and runner extraordinaire, has just stumbled into the studio. We're going to talk about his experience yesterday at the Boston Marathon. We're going to do it in our segment called On the Blog, and this is our music. That's the real musical company. Hi, Laura.
Hi, good morning, Rachel. When are you going to do the beatbox version of my theme? That's what I want to know.
As soon as you run 26 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez.
So, hi, guys.
Hey.
Ian, you're wearing a big old medal.
Yeah, this is a pewter-plated gold from the BAA. The symbol of the Boston Marathon, there's a unicorn on there. We're
going to
look into why that is. Not
horns,
one of the more intimidating animals.
Medicinal benefits. If you grind them down, you could use them as a salve.
What you're going to need now,
I'm
right?
I'm dispute that, but we'll figure out why.
So you were such a trooper because you tweeted and you took photos during your entire journey.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a little hard to multitask?
It actually wasn't. I expected I would probably go down a couple times trying to tweet and run at the same time, but it wasn't hard. I think I was maybe annoying to a couple people that were really going for the time, and then they'd look over and I had my little iPhone, I'd be taking pictures. I think I annoyed some people. But I had a pack. I had Ambi and a couple other
friends. Running with
friends.
Ambi Burfoot.
Yeah.
How do you think that people feel who are right behind the joggler? The guy who runs the marathon while juggling.
You know, I've talked to the joggler, and I've talked to those people, and also the pink tutu guy.
Pink tutu. And there was a guy who ran it as a rhinoceros.
Yeah.
A huge rhinoceros costume.
Yeah. I saw a lobster costume and a frog costume. Those people, a lot of people make that their only goal, to beat the joggler
beat
or
the rhinoceros.
Lobsterman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you beat the joggler?
I doubt it. I actually know one of the jogglers who holds the world joggling record, who's done it in 2:52 while joggling. The rule, by the way, is...
I thought you were totally making that up. That's
no, the joggler. If you drop a ball, you have to stop for 2 seconds. That's official joggling rules.
Yeah, that's the World Joggling Council.
Yeah.
Although the International Joggling Federation has 3 seconds, but you can eat it.
Yeah.
I've been instructed by my supervising producer, Matt Martinez, to ask you what role Shakira played in this race.
Okay. Well, I was telling him yesterday, I had this... Okay. I usually run these things a little faster than I did yesterday. So I
because you're really trying, and this time you weren't. You were just doing
you
it for
always
pleasure.
Run in under 3.
I would say it was a lot of effort. It was a different kind of effort, different muscles being used. And I noticed after about 3 hours of running that the Shakira song, The Hips Don't Lie, was in my head. And I was like, how did this? And I realized that my hips were hurting, and I had noticed it, and that, like, I had this weird tired brain thing going on, and hips were circling in my head, and all of a sudden Shakira's song, and then I started singing The Hips Don't Like, and I was like, God, my inner monologue is so nerdy. What's going on? And then it all kind of went away.
So Ian, I have a question for the blog audience. You're tweeting along, twittering this race. It's very cool. People all over the country are signing up to follow it. And we get a tweet from you that says, I can see the finish. One last kick. And then radio silence for like an hour. What happened? How far away can you see the finish line? What's the deal?
You can see it a little more than a quarter mile.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually really excited for the final tweet, you know. And we ran down, and I looked over at Ambi, and Ambi was focused on the finish line. It was very emotional. I was like, what am I going to say? And I got there, and I took out my iPhone and went to take a picture of the finish line after we crossed. And I got that little sad battery symbol. And it died. And it was both sort of devastating, but I thought, you know, kind of appropriate. It ran out of batteries just as I did. And,
No, you finished, see.
Yeah. So then I tried using the mom net. My mom has a toll-free number, and I tried calling you to get to her, and her to get to you, and, yeah, so.
It was still so cool to read all of your updates, and we've got all
very
that stuff
cool.
Archived on the blog.
On the blog. Thanks, Ian.
Everyone should go there, read about Ian's adventures, and congratulations, Ian.
Thanks.
You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
And that does it?
It's npr.org/Brian Parker, twitter.com/BPP. By the way, the /BPP at npr.org, that also works. Saves you a lot of letters.
So many
That's
ways to
what
find
I
us.
Use. Yeah.
This is the Brian Park Project. from NPR News.